May 2021. An incipient excitement can be felt in many theatres, cinemas and museums in France these days. The third lockdown is over now, and from May 19th, the audience will be able to return. The capacities in the venues and all kinds of rooms will be very limited, and the COVID rules will be heavy, but hearts and culture are back at last. The children and young people, their families, teachers or educators will finally attend the performances we prepared for them some time ago. At the same time, a visible excitement makes the new executive committee of ACITE sparkle. You could feel it during the 18 hours of our first meetings. Excitement and commitment are probably the right words to describe what was our work atmosphere. Referring to the working plan 21-24 and the input from the open space in the 20th World Congress, we decided to build new working group in order to deal with all the objectives and with the new challenges that the pandemic has revealed. The previous committee faced a lot of crisis situations and did a great job. Now it is our turn. There is much to do indeed, but our first moments together online were quite strong and happy, and we are very enthusiastic. Each time the meetings begin, it is 6 a.m. for our treasurer, Ernie Nolin, and 9 p.m. for our president, Sue Giles. European and African EC members, we are the lucky ones. It's lunchtime or so. In Iran, in South Korea, or in Pakistan, it's a different time, of course. But you can't see it. Each EC member is already deeply involved in his or her work, putting all his or her energy and ideas in it, whatever the time is. Among all the issues we will work on, the main ones are equity, diversity, sustainability, advocacy, inclusivity, connectivity. And the World Theatre Day, the coffee sessions, the support of the national centres and the artists, the artistic gathering in Sweden in 2022. Wondering what will come out from our first step? Wait for the dramaturgy we're currently building. It will be in the June newsletter. From the EC's virtual meeting space, Émilie Robert.